This morning we are going to be in Luke chapter 2. We're going to talk just a little bit about that night that God decided to come down. He had decided a long time ago, but He came down that night and spoke to those shepherds. And as we look at those shepherds, I think for a little bit, man, how scary would that have been? And then I also think, how great would that have been? And sometimes, I think as Christians, we need to get to the scary to experience the great. Because if we're not scared, we're under our own strength. Because if, like it said, in our weakness, He shows His strength through us. These shepherds that night, and I know we sing songs and we've heard stories about these shepherds and about how they were either sitting or laying by a fire. Well, they probably were out in the field watching and keeping watch over their flocks. And so they might have been sitting around a fire. But I really don't know. Because it's darkness other than the stars, maybe the moon. And they may have been wandering around checking on the sheep. They may have been standing out in the darkness away from the fire listening for the danger that's out there. But whatever they were doing, we know that they were in this area and they were watching over their flock during the night. And I want us to look at that tonight and see what happens, because if we look at these men, we're going to read the passage here in just a minute. We're going to start in verse 8. But if we look at them, God is going to split that sky open so that He can talk to some lowly shepherds. Let's go there. Luke chapter 2, starting in verse 8, says, "Now there were in that same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone round them. And they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger.' And suddenly there were with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.'" Let's pray. God, I pray You take this passage this morning and speak to us. Lord, don't let us look past it. Lord, use it to change us. Lord, may Your Holy Spirit move among us. For we need You. We ask You to come. We ask You to change our lives that we might glorify You more. In Your precious name we pray. Amen. As we look at this passage, there are so many things that happened that night. But again, I want to look at those shepherds because they were probably outcasts of society. They were people that had to either hire on or have their own sheep, but they were not the upper crust or probably even the middle filling of the pie. They were probably somewhat outcasts in society. They were probably not religious men. As most scholars want to say, they were just men that were getting by, and they were not of what we would call the religious group. They're watching and they're listening for danger, watching out for their sheep. And in a heartbeat, in a flash, the angel of the Lord splits that sky, and here He is. God has made His announcement, or is making His announcement through this angel of the Lord. And God is going to communicate with man in a way that He didn't normally do that. These men were standing there at night in the midst of their darkness, in the midst of their job, in the midst of danger, and God wants to speak to them. You know what happens when God wants to speak to me when I'm busy? I have a tendency not to listen. You know what happens to me when I'm in the middle of trouble? Well, I'll listen to God then. If something's going wrong, if I think there's danger, man, I'm listening for God at that point. But it's when I'm busy and when life is going normal, or I think it's normal, that I don't tend to listen very well. But I want to focus this today on one verse, and it's verse 11. It says, "For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord." Man, such a famous verse. We've all heard that most of our lives. But this week, God paraphrased it to me. And this is what I want to look at. A paraphrased verse of verse 11. God made Himself accessible to you. That's really what He says. God, in that moment, in that middle of their darkness, in the middle of their work, in the middle of that danger, God made Himself accessible to those shepherds. Today, my hope is that you understand what God did that night. Let's look at it. First thing He says, "There is born to you." And then there's a bunch of commas and a bunch of English sentence stuff. Josie, you can help me out with that later. A Savior. Born to you was a Savior. Now, why would they tell them that there was born to them a Savior unless they needed a Savior? These were men that they may not have even thought they needed a Savior. There are a lot of people in this world today that they do not believe they need a Savior. But this night, this angel from God tells them, "There is born to you a Savior." I want us to understand what that means. Because too many times we want to look at that Savior as just a one-time thing. But your Savior's alive for a reason. Your Savior rose from the grave for a reason. Your Savior sent the Holy Spirit for a reason. These shepherds are sitting there, and prior to this time, if they knew anything about a faith or a religion, I'm sure it was probably distant. Now, maybe it wasn't for all of them. The scholars believe it was probably a distant faith if they had a faith at all. It was a knowledge that had been passed down, but that's all it was a knowledge. There are so many people in churches across the world today, and maybe even here today, that religion has been something that's been passed down, and that's a great thing, but it can't stop as just something that's been passed down. It has to be something that was taken. And we know by what happens in this passage that when this was given to them, this message was given to them, that it changed their life. When the angel said, "Born to you is a Savior," they understood there was something special about that. And they did something about it. So not only was a Savior born to them, but it was this day. Man, if they had heard any prophecy in their mind was always so distant in the future. It was always something that was going to happen. Now, some prophecy they knew had been fulfilled probably, but the one about the Messiah, that was distant. That was something that they were expecting this king to come riding in on a white horse and to save them. And they looked at that as a distant thing in the future. So many of us as Christians look at God's relationship with us, our eternal life, our Him coming back, all as distant in the future. And we don't know when that's going to be, but if I look at it as just distant in the future, that's going to affect my life today. If I look at the fact that it could come back at any time, that He is wanting to walk with me and talk with me daily, then it's going to change my life right now. And that's what God desires. He came down that night in that field and said, today is the day that that Savior was born to you. He was accessible on that day. It was not something they were going to have to wait on. You don't have to wait on God, because God doesn't use our time clock. You know, I'm going to tell my wife or tell myself, we got a new smoker. This was not planned, I'm sorry. We got a new smoker and we were going to smoke this meat, and she looked it all up and she's got it all rubbed up and we've got it all set to go, and we put it on yesterday at 9 o'clock in the morning. We're still waiting on that thing to get warmed up. We may not eat that till tomorrow. We don't know. We have been waiting. She got up at like 1 o'clock to check the temperature. I got up at 3 o'clock to check the temperature. She was up again at 5. I was up again at 6:30. We are waiting on that thing to get to 190-some degrees, whatever it's supposed to be. We're like smelling this every time that you open that smoker, and here comes this smell out. And then you like have to put it down and go back to bed. Man, we were waiting. We were waiting so much for that. And we're like, okay, we may order pizza for lunch today. Or we're coming to somebody's house. I don't know. But the bottom line is, I know what it means to wait, and so do you. And that night, that angel said, you don't have to wait anymore. Everything that everybody's told you, all the prophecy you've ever heard, you don't have to wait anymore. Because this day, your Savior is born. This day, how important was that day? How important was it to you? He says to all people, that's us too. We know it was important to them. They got up, they had work to do. They could have very easily said, hey, I can't go. I've got to watch the sheep. If I leave, what's going to happen to my sheep? Well, if he was born today, he's not going to know if I'm there. He's a baby. He's not going to know if I'm there. So I'll go tomorrow. Or maybe when I get my sheep back to wherever and I know they're safe, then I will go and I will check out this Savior that's been born. Now that sounds silly, but you know how many of us have done that exact same thing? God will always be there. We look at it like, okay, I've got stuff I've got to do, and so I will get there eventually. God's not going anywhere. That's our attitude. If that's our attitude, who's really God? I am. What we have to understand is this day when he told them, he could have very easily said, there's a Savior born to you in the city of David who is Christ the Lord. Why did he mention this day? Because that was the day God decided this needed to happen. Don't put it off. Don't stay in the field. Get to Bethlehem. You have an opportunity to see your Savior today. What was prophesied years and years ago, you have the opportunity to be there today and to see your Savior. You and I have the opportunity every day to get up and experience a relationship with our Savior. But we're too busy. He'll be there tomorrow. There's other things that I have to do. This day is important. He goes on to say, it's born to you this day in the city of David. Well, now it's understandable for us as we read this. why he told them where it was at, because that's part of prophecy. That's what the Bible, that's what the prophet said that was going to take place. It would be in the city of David. Bethlehem was where this was going to take place. And so that's understandable that there's a reason for him to put that there. But there's another reason. And that reason is because they say that these shepherds were probably out in this field. They believe it's one of two fields that they would all go take their sheep out in these same two fields. And those two fields were within 2 miles of Bethlehem. And they were up at an elevation to where they could probably see Bethlehem just 2 miles away. So think about that. He's saying a Savior that you need is born today, right now, and He's available, He's accessible in this city less than 2 miles away. Why would you stay in that field if you could see the Savior in less than 2 miles? I can even walk 2 miles. But these men had the opportunity. They had been given this good news, this understanding that a Savior that they needed was born that day just 2 miles away. Man, what great news. But you know what happens if they stay there? It's just news. It does nothing. And it actually, if they choose to stay in that field because it's just news to them, then the next day, how much easier is it going to be to stay in that field again? And that's where we're at. And this is Christians and non-Christians alike. When God makes Himself available to us, now available is one thing. He makes Himself available to us. He comes down and He's born as a baby. But He also makes Himself accessible to us in the fact that anybody and everybody can come to Him. He makes Himself affordable to us. If we put it in those terms, in our mind, it's free. Everybody can afford it. That night, He made Himself available. He made Himself accessible. And on the cross, He made Himself affordable. What are we going to do? If we stay in that field, it's just information. But you know, He came that night, and those shepherds were there. And it's not just those shepherds, but I'm going to use just those shepherds. He saw a need that they had. And obviously, when that angel said, a Savior has been born to you, and then he told them where and when, they went. Because they knew they needed that Savior. Too many times you and I as Christians, that was a one-time thing. When I was 21 years old, I come down out of the choir and I accepted Christ as my personal Savior. That was a one-time thing. But walking with Him daily, that's what He wants. He wants that relationship with us. That need for a Savior was, yes, a one-time thing in the sense that He took away the sins when He became the Lord of my life. But I need Him every day. And so do you. But we're too busy. We're occupied. They're good things, but we're busy. He saw their need that night. He said, let's take care of it right now. And so that's what He does. The Bible tells us in John 1:14, says the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. That's what He's talking about right here. You know what it says? It goes on to say, in that verse, that he dwelt among us, that we would behold the glory of God. Think about that for just a minute. Here's these shepherds, and it says, the glory of God shone round about them. The divine presence of God began to shine around them. Probably had never happened before. How bad would you want that? To have the divine glory of God shown around you. Moses had to hide in the cleft of the rock, and God put his hand over him just so that he could see his backside, to see the glory of God. And we don't even think about that. We don't even think about the fact that he came so that we could see the glory of God. He came so that he could make himself accessible to us. Too many of us stopped at, well, he's available. He made himself available that night. But he made himself accessible on the cross. He makes himself accessible every day. Some of you may be saying, well, those two words, available and accessible, are the same thing. No, look at it this way. There is available to everybody that wants one a car at a car lot. They're available, but you've got to have the money to pay for them. It's accessible if you have that money. That's what we're talking about. He made it accessible that night for all of us. And that time when they put him on that cross and he died for your sins and my sins, that was for us. He says in John 12:32, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. That is making himself accessible to us. And yet we do nothing about it. We accept him. We accept what he's done. But he says, I do that for relationship. John 14:16 says, he will send another helper like himself. When he was going to go to heaven, when he's going to ascend to heaven, the Father was going to send the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is accessible to you as a Christian every day. Do you quench it? Or do you let him live through you? And there is so much here in this passage. He says, I bring you good tidings of great joy. How often do you express that joy? Do I express that joy? Man, think about the glory of God. You have that opportunity. I have that opportunity. If that doesn't bring you joy and understanding what he did for you on that day. He saw their need, and that day he took care of it. The Bible tells us that today is the day of salvation. Don't put it off. And then it says, it's only 2 miles away. He's near. How many times, just in a week's time, do I walk through troubles and face troubles, and you do the same thing, I'm sure. And we have the accessibility of the Holy Spirit to walk and guide us and lead us and protect us, comfort us and strengthen us and give us peace. But we're going to do it on our own. I want us to get into our head today that we are out in that field. I don't know where your field is at. I don't know if you're sitting by the fire, cozy as can be. I don't know if you're walking around doing your business, checking out sheep. I don't know if you're worried about the dangers that are out there that you're going through right now. But understand, God made himself accessible for a reason. And that reason is for a relationship. Do we experience the relationship that God has for us? That night he was 2 miles away. That night he was there for them right then as a Savior. Today he's right here, not 2 miles away. He's within a prayer away. Whatever you're facing, I don't know. But he's there. He's made himself accessible. The problem is, I don't make myself available. God is faithful, and many times I'm not faithful. But he still loves me, and he still makes himself accessible to me. this morning, I want us to look at a few things here. As a non-Christian, understand the now. How important the now is. As Christians, understand the nearness. Because He's there. But for both Christians and non-Christians, there is a need. Whether it's your need for salvation or whether it's your need to walk in a relationship with God. We all have that need. We all need to take care of it now. And He's near enough that all we've got to do is ask. Also, this is that Christmas season. It's a Christmas passage, and Pastor, you didn't talk anything about Christmas. You blew it. No, I said what the passage said. I read the verses that go along with this passage. But you know, there are people out there that need to know that Jesus is accessible. They didn't even come into a church today. They may be staying at home. They may never go to church. And you have an opportunity to talk to them in this season to tell them that Jesus is available, He's accessible, and He's made Himself affordable. You have that opportunity to give the greatest gift, relay the greatest gift to them. Let's pray. Father, we just come before You. Lord, asking one, I ask for forgiveness for all that I fall short. But Lord, I pray that we would see and experience time with You. Speak to us. Move us, motivate us, draw us near. Convict us, encourage us, whatever we need, Lord. We just lift this time to You. Pray that we would be what You desire as we listen to You. In Your precious name I pray. Amen.